This is VOA News, the Amber Boat. I'm Marissa Melton. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said on Sunday that it would challenge his loss in the recent presidential election. A representative of Wine's National Unity Party told reporters on Sunday that the party has evidence of, quote, ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice, unquote. He said they are going to take all measures that the law permits to challenge the election. The party held a news conference Sunday, a day after Uganda's Election Commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general elections. Since seizing control of Uganda in 1986, Museveni, who is 76, has ruled Uganda continuously. He's dismissed claims of voting fraud in the recent election against Wine, who's age 38. Wine is a singer turned lawmaker. Sunday's announcement from the opposition party came as Reuters news agency reported two people were confirmed dead in protests since the election result. Both the United States and Britain have expressed concern over the validity of the election results, noting the internet blackout throughout Uganda since before Election Day. The Associated Press reported that Wine said Sunday his polling agents have video evidence of voting fraud but cannot make them public because of the internet blackout. On Sunday, Jake Sullivan, whom U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen to be National Security Advisor, tweeted the following, quote, "The news from Uganda is deeply concerning. Bobi Wine, other political figures, and their supporters should not be harmed, and those who perpetrate political violence must be held accountable. After this flawed election, the world is watching." That's the end of the tweet. Wine's party also said Sunday the opposition candidate and his wife were unable to leave their home due to soldiers surrounding the entrance. VOA News. The United States military has completed withdrawing troops from Somalia, according to the U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM. AFRICOM confirmed to VOA Somali Service that the repositioning of the troops was completed ahead of the deadline in December. The number of U.S. military personnel in Somalia ranged from 650 to 800 people. U.S. troops supported and mentored an elite Somali unit known as Danab Lightning Brigade. A spokesman for AFRICOM said a very limited U.S. presence remains in Somalia for, quote, force protection and operational reasons. The U.S. has vowed to continue and to engage Somali forces and maintain pressure against the Al-Shabaab militant group. On Sunday, Al-Shabaab attacked a convoy of Somali forces escorting a regional governor and military officers about 50 kilometers west of Mogadishu. Several soldiers were wounded, according to Somali security officials. Israeli authorities on Sunday advanced plans to build an additional 780 homes in West Bank settlements. An anti-settlement monitoring group reported that information in a last-minute surge of approvals before the friendly Trump administration leaves office later this week. The group Peace Now said that over 90% of the homes lay deep inside the West Bank, which the Palestinians seek as the heartland of a future independent state. Over 200 homes were reported to be located in unauthorized outposts that the government had decided to legalize. Israel has stepped up settlement construction during President Donald Trump's term in office in the United States. According to Peace Now, Israel approved or advanced construction of more than 12,000 settlement homes in 2020. That's the highest number in a single year since it began recording statistics in 2012. Indonesian rescue teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of residential and commercial buildings toppled by a strong earthquake that hit Sulawesi Island last week, killing at least 78 people. That's according to authorities on Sunday. More than 800 people have been injured. Thousands of others were left homeless. The 6.2 earthquake with an epicenter 36 kilometers south of West Sulawesi's province, Mamuju district, and at a depth of 18 kilometers, struck after 2 a.m. on Friday morning. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, rescue teams aided by heavy equipment have worked around the clock searching for survivors in the hardest-hit city of Mamuju and the neighboring district of Magena. Power supplies and telephone service have improved since Friday, aiding rescue operations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.